Body, we've only got 6 days left.
Senator Ewing?
President, I think some of the other ideas that have been batted around here, and as you probably were on the other side, over on the House side, have been, well, let's take the money to pay for municipal assistance and revenue sharing out of the Rail Bell Energy Fund. Let's possibly take it out of the ideas come across to take it out of the permanent fund earnings reserve account. I think this gives us an option at least to pursue it, at least to get the ball rolling as far as adjournment of the session, and start working with the other body and the governor to resolve the session. I think this gets the ball moving. I think we have many, many co-sponsors that are in favor of it, and I think it's had adequate discussion.
Senator Binkley?
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't sure what the senator from Indiana was getting at, but if he was suggesting we maybe move this back to finance, I would certainly support him in that effort. But I don't think that was the case. I know the good senator from downtown Anchorage referred to the fact that we can certainly always pass a bill, a piece of legislation that identifies where the money is coming from, and that's certainly true. We can spend as much as we want, and we can identify how we're going to pay for that a little bit later, but it strikes me as odd that we can't wait until we pass that same vehicle, whatever it is, identifying where we're going to get the money, that we pass the spending mechanism at the same time. Why do we have to say we're going to spend the money first and decide where we're going to get the money later? Strikes me that at the very least we could do them at the same time. And I think the prudent course would be identify where the money is coming from first, how much is there, and then decide how much you're going to spend. I know the good senator from Fairbanks mentioned that he was told that the money's available, that the Finance Committee had told him it was available. Well, the Finance Committee has never discussed this issue. The Finance Committee has never met on the issue of taking money out of the HAD loan program and utilizing it to spend on revenue sharing and municipal assistance. We have not had a hearing on that. We passed a bill on Saturday that took $40 million out of that program, and that was on the basis of a telephone call to an individual who works within that loan program, which was very, very thin. I mean, we were skating on thin ice pulling that first $40 million out. And we haven't even had hearings on whether or not we should have pulled that first $40 million out. And now we're talking about pulling another $40 million out. I just do not think it's prudent. I think that we don't know that that money's there. The senator from Anchorage mentioned that money has become available. It's not as though this were some new found pot of money out there. This program has been ongoing for many, many years. And if you take too much out of it, it's going to collapse. It's not going to be there. There aren't going to be the availability of loans for many people in the state of Alaska to be able to build homes in primarily the rural areas of Alaska. And I think it's a mistake to spend the money before we are willing to push the button as to which account we're going to take that money out of.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. I think this debate is healthy. I think it certainly proves that the co-chairs of finance don't have to agree to get along. We're working on a collective product, and we often tend to evaluate things from our own point of view, but of course the operating budget didn't identify its sources. The decision on sources is a collective one. It's one that has to be made to close this session and working with the executive branch and the House. My fellow co-chair didn't have a problem in supporting the first $40 million from HAD based on less information than we have today on the HAD program and its size and exactly what it means. I think, you know, we've got a state operating budget that's going up in virtually every category. Local government budgets are going down. Local revenues are going down in virtually every category. We often look at our proposals as balanced, and we're spending the balanced portion of the budget. It's other people who are spending the unbalanced portion of the budget. The fact is, the budget will be balanced. The choices are out there. They're real, they're viable, they're available. I think we should go forward with this legislation as a commitment to our local governments, to the governments the closest to the people, and the governments that are having the most trouble as we increase operating spending.
Senator Szymanski.
Thank you, Madam President. I know you've been waiting with probably bated breath from the minority's perspective on the bill because...
Couldn't wait, Senator.
It sounds like there's generally some lack of consensus maybe by the co-chairman of finance and maybe even within the majority. But of course, being wise and wisdom that we have from the minority, we're advancing very cautiously on this bill. And in best terms, I can call it voodoo economics, because voodoo economics is probably where it sits best. It's voodoo from the perspective that, let me tell you, there was no question about it when everybody jumped on the choo-choo and decided they were going to co-sponsor it, and it was good politics to send over a $40 million municipal assistance revenue sharing bill to the other side. And I guess we were the early ones on it when it was a $31 million bill for the Rail Belt Energy Interest Fund. But now that we've carved this new turkey up and put it in proper perspective, that we're sending it over for a feast, I'm probably going to support the bill because there's probably no reason not to support it, because it makes about as much sense as the financial agenda that we've had before us to date by the leadership, and that's not really any problem, Madam President. I'd be happy to meet with you either open or closed caucus and help you solve your problem and dilemma associated with organization, but that's something yet to be determined. But with regard to the merits of the bill...
We can talk about your TRs at the same time, Senator.
Yes. Well, sounds like it's a grounding. But back on a more serious note, which obviously this bill is, I mean, we wouldn't have any fun with it at all. It's very serious probably to a lot of municipalities that are out there that may be thinking that they're going to get it. And I'm sure that the other body's going to take it and give it proper consideration, because I know that it's probably high on their priority list, particularly the way we've designed the vehicle. And I guess with that, I look forward to adjournment session, and maybe we can have a little conference on the adjournment plan for this session, because obviously this is not one key element of it, and it's strictly a political vehicle. And I had to add a little light to it, because it just wouldn't be my nature without it. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. In response to the co-chairman of Finance, when we did pass our operating budget, it was balanced, and we did identify a funding source, and that was the general fund. And we identified the fact that we're anticipating oil to be at $15 a barrel on the average, weighted average between Gulf and West Coast for fiscal year 89. And we identified that very carefully. We had hearings on that with the Department of Revenue. We felt that was a prudent number. We felt that that would generate for us $1,908,000,000, and that would be adequate to take care of our operating budget. And we passed one that was balanced, and I was personally proud of doing that. And I've been proud of working on a spending plan that I felt very good about, and that I felt genuinely was one that balanced without going into those other funding sources. The fact that we did pass a bill on Saturday, the capital budget that utilized $40 million of the HAD loan money, I felt very nervous about that. And since that time, we have learned more about that. As a matter of fact, the House Finance Committee had meetings on that yesterday, and we found out that what we did was very close to the edge of destroying that program. And by spending any more than that, we are almost guaranteeing the demise of that program. So that causes me even greater concern to talk about spending another $40 million out of that fund. And Madam President, in regards to the comments from the senator from the Donut District, it may be good politics to pass this legislation, but I don't think it's responsible government.
Further discussion? Senator Curtula.
President, Senate, I think if we are committed to providing the revenue sharing municipal assistance, and indeed the funding source is not sufficient, then we'll have to look to those other funding sources. I suspect have been discussed. I walked in here late previously, but I do believe that I personally, if I support this legislation and committed to supporting the funding source, whether it takes something out of the rail belt energy or another fund. And I am committed to support local government. I don't think there's enough available this year for the basic capital projects and school programs. In my district, the Seward School alone, which was on the governor's priority list. But if we're not going to have sufficient funding to do those, and maybe even in part, we better let local government make a decision on what basics that they can respond to, and they alone know much better than we do. We have that relationship that's almost as distant from them as D.C. is from us. I support the revenue sharing municipal assistance increases. I rather hope that we don't have to take them out of HAD, but I will support that if, in fact, the funding is there. But I also go on record as saying I'll support the funding sources necessary, and I mean all the funding sources necessary to support this program at this level.
Further discussion? Senator Hensley.
Madam President, thank you. I support the idea of municipal assistance, Madam President. Unfortunately, this time of the year, things move pretty fast, so this morning I woke up this morning and realized that perhaps this thing was going to be moving, and I had a piece of legislation that would have raised the minimum for these smaller communities, which I was interested in trying to raise from $25,000 to $50,000, which would have amounted to around $3 million. And frankly, I had not, until walking in this afternoon, realized that it was already out. I still thought the bill was in committee. But things do happen when the session is on its way to an end. So we had last year in the budget provided some money for a housing study to take a look at housing in rural areas of the state. And it was my concern that because of the urban problems, the excess housing there, that people would think that maybe there is no need for additional housing. But the fact of the matter is it was a very excellent study. It showed that I think there are at least 6,000 units of housing that are needed out in the rural areas. And the truth of the matter is we don't know what we're doing with the Housing Assistance Division with this bill. And I'm concerned about that. That particular program has been one of the great programs. It has very little delinquency, and it's a program that has got the flexibility that we need in Alaska. And for that reason, and that reason alone, really, I'm going to be voting against the bill and hope that we can find another mechanism, whether it is the earnings reserve or the rail-built energy or higher oil prices, whatever it is, perhaps that would be the avenue. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Question
has been called. The question being, shall CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas, 2 nays. Mr. Majority Leader.
I ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 477, Finance, be considered a vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Senator Lyson.
Madam President, I'd like to give notice of my reconsideration, my vote on Senate Bill 477.
Notice of reconsideration has been given. Thank you, sir.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 477 be brought up at this time.
Question.
There has been objection to bringing up the notice of reconsideration at this time. Do you wish to speak to your objection, sir?
Yes, I would, Madam President.
Senator Bingley.
There has been a lot of discussion today, of course, on this program and the effect it may have if we do take another $40 million from the HAD loan program. I would like the time and request of the body the time to be able to do some more research on that between now and tomorrow and bring this up for reconsideration tomorrow so that I could do some research and maybe point out some of the potential hazards of tapping another $40 million from that fund. And I would appreciate the courtesy from the body.
Senator, does any senator wish to speak to the motion of reconsideration? Senator Halford.
The legislation doesn't take the money from the HAD program. The HAD program is one of the potential sources. the sponsor or the co-chair of finance has said that he would like to know where individuals stand on the HAT program. I certainly believe that that may be a very reasonable source of the funds, but this legislation doesn't take the funding from the HAD program. So really the HAD question is something that we can take up, that we will be dealing with, I'm sure, in dealing with the House and with the governor in the overall spending plan.
Senator Kelly, you're seeking the floor, sir. Are you called for the question? Senator Curtulo, there's still debate, sir. I will allow debate. Senator Curtulo.
In the last 24 hours, we often probably insist on reconsidering. I'm hard-pressed to not give members of the body that right of holding over. Reconsideration is a privilege of the majority of the body, a substantial majority of the body, but I'd hate to not provide that privilege, even though I'm not so certain I support the reasons for it.
Senator Coghill?
I rise to support the fact that we should vote on the bill. It was an 18-2 vote. I appreciate where the good senator from Bethel is coming from. I think that we need to get this bill over. We got 5 days left. We need to get it over to the House. There's going to be plenty of time for us to be able to research the funding process. And as the good senator from Eagle River says, this is not necessarily hooked to HAD. It's hooked to mainly to a funding source, and that source could be other than that. But I'll assure you that I'll be on the floor screaming if you start looking at the Rail Belt Energy Fund.
Senator Duncan. Senate will stand at ease. We'll come to order. We have the question before us is whether we're taking up this reconsideration on the same day. Senator Lyson, you were seeking the floor before the at ease.
Madam President, I'm not quite sure what courtesy we were looking at, mine or his. But I think the point is, if in fact there was a reference to the HAD money in this bill, I would certainly support holding it. I don't have any problem with that. But we're talking about a miscible aid bill, not a HAD bill. And I think that I would hope that the co-chairman of finance will not only look at the funding source, that, but look at the other funding sources and bring something to this body. Give us some options on how to fund this. Let's not stop this bill because you want to look at one particular program. I think it's a courtesy of this body with an 18-2 vote to send it on to the other House.
Call the
Senate. There is a motion. Mr. Sergeant Mars, would you call the Senate, please? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I did have some concern about the Housing Assistance Loan Fund, Madam President, but I also had a concern. The senator from Kotzebue had wanted to add an amendment to this piece of legislation in finance, didn't have the opportunity. I thought it might be appropriate to give him that opportunity on this legislation once it's on the floor. However, during the at ease, I did have an opportunity to talk to the senator from Kotzebue. My understanding is that amendment that he was going to offer would actually require the passage of another bill in order to make it work in conjunction with this funding. So I withdraw my objection.
Thank you, sir. Is there further objection to taking up the reconsideration on the same day?
Question.
We can't call the question. There's a call on the House. Thank you, Senator Szymanski. The call has been removed. The question being shall... Thank you, Senator Rohde. There is no objection to bringing up the reconsideration on same day. Senator Eliason asked unanimous consent. Unanimous consent has been given. The reconsideration is before us now. Is there debate on CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance? And I hope I did that right. Did I do that right, Madam Secretary?
Right.
Okay. Question's been called. The question being, shall CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance, pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. CS for Senate Bill 477, Finance, has passed the Senate on a vote of 18-2. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 477, Finance, be considered the vote in effect of debate clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of CS for Senate Bill 477 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, give me the bill to sign. Mr. Majority Leader, will you move us back to House messages, please?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent we return to House messages.
Without objection, the Senate will return to messages from the House. Madam Secretary, will you read the concurrence messages, please?
Message of May 4 was transmitted to the House today, and the House has passed CS for Senate Bill 62 rules, an act relating to public access to recreation areas and providing an effective date with the following amendments. House CS for Senate Bill 62 Finance and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. Majority Leader, may we have a motion?
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 62 rules, and thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 62 rules.
Finance. If we adopt the House amendments, it would be House CS for CS for Senate Bill 62 Finance.
Finance, I'm sorry.
Okay. Is there discussion? Senator Sturgalewski, please.
I would recommend a vote yes on the concurrence.
Is there any question, discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 62 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. The House of the Senate has adopted the House amendments, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 62 Finance by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the passage at the vote on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 62 Finance be considered the vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the House CS for Senate Bill 62 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. I believe we have additional messages from the House.
Message of May 4th, stating the House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 356, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to procurement preference for state agricultural and fisheries products and providing for an effective date with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 356, Finance, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 56, Labor and Commerce, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356, Finance.
Discussion. Senator Joseph.
Madam President, I urge the body to approve the House changes. The changes are essentially at the instance of the Department of Law, which asks that the preference be included in the municipal code as well as in the procurement statute.
Your milk bill. That's
yes.
What this is, isn't
yes.
it? Further discussion on the Josephson milk bill. The question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments and thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 356 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. Senate has adopted the House amendments, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 356, Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
I've been asking unanimous consent for the vote on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356, Finance, be considered the vote in effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 356, Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, additional House messages.
Message of May 4th, saying the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House and Current Resolution Number 44, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to Rule 1E of the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to proportional membership for minority members on standing committees.
Rules Committee for committee hearings.
House Bill Number 561, amended by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the termination date, members, and reports of the Alaska Minerals Commission and providing for an effective date.
With the indulgence of the body, this is the same bill, I'm assured by the prime sponsor, is Senate Bill 509. The Finance Committee passed out 509, I believe, yesterday to the Rules Committee. Would you have any objection if I brought this House bill to just the Rules Committee, or do you wish to see it, sir? Yes, Senate will stand at ease. We are on the bill referral to House Bill 561, amended House. This is the same as Senate Bill 509 with the permission of the finance chairman who saw this bill and passed it out of committee yesterday. I'm going to refer this bill to the Rules Committee where its companion is. Without objection. Do we have additional messages from the House of Representatives?
No, we don't. Do not, Madam President.
Good. Do we have unfinished business? Senator Curtu.
President of the Senate, and this has been discussed with the finance co-chairman, so I would move that House Bill 32 be given a judiciary referral, and that that referral, of course, be the first referral now on this bill.
Senator Curtula is referring to CS for House Bill 32 Finance, which is paramutual horse and dog racing, and he wishes a referral on that bill to the Judiciary Committee. Without objection, the Judiciary Committee will receive that bill. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Resource Committee be allowed to waive the referral of House Bill 493, an act relating to marine garbage collection and providing for an effective date. It has another referral. I believe that's to finance.
Have you had a hearing on this bill at all, sir? They are clogged in finance. CNRA had the hearing on the bill. Okay. Without objection, the referral on House Bill 493 dealing with marine garbage will be waived from the Resources Committee. On to the Finance Committee. Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the referral to has to be waived for House Bill 368. That's relating to occupational therapist. It has a further referral to Labor and Commerce, and the chairman said it's okay with him. He'll take it up to Labor and Commerce.
Okay, I appreciate you checking with them. Without objection, then, the Hess referral on House Bill 368 dealing with occupational therapists will be waived from the Hess Committee on to the Labor and Commerce Committee. Further unfinished business. Senator Abboud.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I've just been handed a note, but I've got some kind of, this isn't under unfinished business, but it's kind of bad news, and I'm reluctant to do it, just tell you all this today. However, on this particular day, because tomorrow there's an opening on a renowned racquetball team. And the one half of the team has requested that the immediate replacement of the other member due to an unfortunate circumstances, and he so aptly put it, the spirit is willing somewhat, but the flesh is weak. This means it's adios, pal. It also means your history, and you're out of here, Duncan. And it's sayonara to the great team of the Zaroff and Duncan, because Duncan, being the old man of the team, cannot handle it anymore, and therefore, Senator Zaroff has requested he be replaced immediately, because today is Senator Duncan's birthday, so perhaps we ought to give him a round of condolences. Madam President, it was getting a little heavy in here, and I thought it'd be a good time to break it just a little
bit. Very appropriate, Senator. Happy birthday, Senator Duncan. I did not know. Where are we? Unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Halford.
Senate Finance Committee will be meeting 10 minutes after we adjourn.
Senator Coghill.
Madam President. The Senate Resources will meet immediately after adjournment, and I hope that I can capture a couple of the members of the Finance Committee. We have Keith Crowder down here from the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute, and they've got some new findings and some new photographs and slides on the ANWR, on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. We also have Mike Penfold, who is the director from the state of BLM, the state of Alaska. He's here, and also John Santero is here from the Minerals Division of the BLM, and they want to talk. We're going to have an overview of the Naval Petroleum Preserve. As you know, the ANWR bill is going through Congress, but with it is hooked a new national refuge. It's going to be called the Dingle Refuge, and it's going to take in most of the Naval Petroleum Reserve, and I think that the people of this legislature ought to be aware of it, and we're going to have a presentation. They have to catch an airplane. Then we've got a bunch of bills posted, and Madam Chairman, the 24-hour rule, do I need to read these so that we have them posted, or are they, is now that we're in the, with the Finance Committee, the budget passed, do we have to post every day what we're going to do? I don't think so. I don't believe so, but I can read them. Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolution 40, Petroleum Research and Development, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 364, Commercial Fishing Violations, Committee Substitute for House Bill 198, an act relating to the permissive and non-permissive use of land, Committee Substitute for House Bill 339, relating to the theft of timber, Senate Joint Resolution 71, relating to the British fur labeling. If it's not necessary, why we don't need the 24-hour rule. We have Senate Joint Resolution 71 relating to the British labeling is the only one that I hadn't posted yesterday. So with that, why what we'd plan to do, Madam President, is to hear these bills either later on after the presentation or tomorrow.
Yes, Senator Sturgalewski.
I have apparently lost quorum and also lost an opportunity for a continuation meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. We have two bills I'm very anxious to take action on, so I'm going to take a chance and set a meeting. Well, we have lost it with finance, and one of our members departed with his car keys. So I'm going to set a meeting for 9:30 in the morning in either the Belts or the Butrovich room, and with a little bit of prayer, we will consider the two bills that were left over from that committee. They've been posted.
I would like to call the attention of the body to page 10 of the joint rules, Rule 23D, which allows you to not have to adhere to Part A and B, which is the five-day notice, but you do have to post at least 24 hours before your meeting, sir, on any bill that you haven't previously posted.
So I can't hear 71.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Senator Abood.
I would like to meet with the majority leader and perhaps the president of the Senate to see if I could establish a time when the state affairs can meet. I've had to cancel on Monday. I've had to cancel today. I have 9 bills here that I want to hear, and I'm sure I'll have another 15 tomorrow. So if you want the state affairs operational, I better get a little time and a place, and very soon. 5 days left. Thank you very much.
Senator
7:30 a.m. is out.
Senator Binkley, you are seeking the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I appreciate the good senator from Nenana and the chairman of the Resource Committee pointing out to the body about the proposed legislation by Representative Dingell, I believe it was, regarding the Petroleum Reserve and turning in that into a wildlife refuge. And I'm curious to know, is that the bill that they refer to as the Dingleberry Bill? Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Binkley, are you going to announce?
I was going to make an announcement, in all seriousness. Madam President, we will be meeting tomorrow morning, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 432 at 8:30 a.m. in Senate Finance.
Senator Coggio.
Madam President, in order to untangle myself, then I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive the 24-hour rule on Senate Joint Resolution 71, very important, relating to the British fur labeling, because what the resolution really does is it says that they were caught by steel trap in the foot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Is there any objection? Without objection, Senator. without objection, you can hear that bill.
Thank you.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, two announcements. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee canceled today. We're going to try to get the same meeting in tomorrow at 1:30, and the bell stream bill will be posted. We received word today that on the McNeil-Lehrer report tonight on public television, the Surgeon General, C. Coop Everett will be talking about the new National AIDS publication that they're sending out, and we have been told that he's going to cite the Alaska experience from when they sent out the Surgeon General's report here that we, of course, funded and did a follow-up survey later on that showed that only 3% of the public felt that the material was not acceptable.
Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Senator. Senate Hess, of course, today is canceled. We're going to try tomorrow in the ballots room, 3:30 to 5:30. If not tomorrow, we definitely will schedule Friday.
Senator Eliason.
The rules has not canceled. We're meeting upon adjournment. And listen closely. I'll just give you the numbers. Senate current resolution 67, Senate Bill 326, House Bill 371, House Bill 491, House Bill 101, House concurrent resolution 46, House Bill 322, House Bill 541, House Bill 266, House concurrent resolution 42, House Bill 561, Senate Bill 408 upon adjournment. And we're also going to try to have a public hearing on Senate concurrent resolution proposing amendments to the uniform rules of Alaska State Legislature related to meetings of legislative bodies, deadlines for session work, and two letters of intent. We hope we can do this. We might have to do that tomorrow, but we'll try.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Halford, are you seeking the floor again? Further announcements? Special orders. Please.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Thursday the 5th. Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Thursday, April 5th.